Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you. So glad to be a part of things today and glad that you are a part of things as well as we talk all things insurance and hopefully give you some education, some inspiration about this wonderful industry that we find ourselves a part of here. Today, we're going to be talking about short-term care and specifically short-term care offered by Medico, which is a Wellaby company. And we are very glad to have with us Kelly Rayburn, who is the Assistant Vice President of National Sales Distribution for Medico. Kelly, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem at all. And regular viewers and listeners of the show will, of course, recognize one of our very first guests that we had on here, who's not really a guest. He's, you know, part of the family around here, but it's Barry Hensley, Executive Marketing Director for AmeriLife Marketing Group, AMG. Barry, how are you today, sir?
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm doing great. It's beautiful in Clearwater, Florida today. Having great weather. It's about 78 degrees, low humidity, which is really rare. It won't last much longer, but it's going to be a good week, I think. So
I was going to say, wait about 5 minutes and that humidity situation will change. Also a beautiful day in Atlanta. And Kelly, where are you based now?
So I live in Indiana. Our company, Wellaby, is actually home based out of Des Moines, Iowa. And then there's a couple other places, but I usually say that I'm from the Delta Sky Club because it seems like I spend more time in the Delta Sky Club than anywhere else.
There are worse places to spend your time, really. It's very true. Of course, it depends on how crowded it is, I guess. We can say that. But so, Kelly, if you will, just start off here by kind of going over maybe a little bit of a brief kind of, you know, Cliff Notes or Reader's Digest version of a history of Medico and Wellaby and kind of, you know, all the sort of the products that the company offers.
Sure. So Wellaby is the new brand of our insurance arm. So Medico, Great Western, American Republic, World, some of the old insurance companies that we've had under what was called the American Enterprise Group Mutual Holdings Company, all branded under Wellaby last year. That was in June of 2023. So Medico became part of that Wellaby family. So we kept our insurance company names. So you know Great Western, you know Medico. So we've just become a Wellaby company. There was no transaction that took place. There was no investing that took place. That was a brand that we actually took on ourselves. So we're still the same company. We've been doing, we've been providing insurance solutions since 1929. So we just had our 95th birthday actually last month. So we're old, we're established. We started selling insurance back in 1929. So we all know what happened at that point in U.S. history. And we have prevailed as an insurance carrier. So since then, we've moved into different types of insurance, different types of insurance products. But for the most part, we've been here to protect people's health, life, and well-being since 1929. There's been some changes with what we provide as far as a company. We've actually updated our tech stack. So for agents that have been selling with Wellaby for the last couple of years, they've noticed an update on the MyEnroller, which is the enrollment and quoting tool. It went to an all web-based tool. We now offer a personalized API, which means that a company such as American or AmeriLife Marketing Group could very well have their own proprietary enrollment tool. We can actually plug into that proprietary enrollment tool and feed all the documents to and from, like an agent would never have to go over to the MyEnroller. Unfortunately, that's not a type of technology right now that's very prevalent in the areas of insurance, but it's getting there. It's more and more. So we are starting to be one of the front runners of providing that API. So that's something. Something else that we did with our technology in the last couple of years is we provided a smartphone app for consumers to be able to get a hold of their insurance cards immediately. So no longer do they have to wait for their policy packs or their ID cards through snail mail. They can immediately get that information at their fingertips. And what's nice about the app is that they can do a one-touch call to their agents. So we're an old and established company that actually has more of an agile mindset. So we're able to move quickly and be able to react to feedback that we hear in the field or things like technology. In really launching insurance products has become a technology stack for us. So we're just a homegrown Iowa company that loves to do what we do in the over 65 market.
Amazing. Well, and Barry, talk about that, you know, that sort of growth in the technology side of things there. That has got to mean a lot to agents as well as consumers. But really, you know, since this is more agent facing here, the agents who are affiliated with AmeriLife Marketing Group, that has to mean a lot to them as far as the ease of working with those clients, making sure that they are taken care of.
Very much so. That's a huge buzz in the marketplace right now. And agents are starting to ask if the carrier offers that technology. So Wellbe and Medica are ahead of the curve on that. And it's great to have that as an option.
Yeah, a lot of times you would think that, you know, the old established companies would be slow to move to the newer technology, but it sounds like Medica and Wellbe are kind of leading the way in that space. And talk about, you know, where I kind of focus on the short-term care policies, you know, talk about short-term care, how long that's been around, how long has Medico or Wellbe offered it?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we offer multiple product solutions. So not only do we offer the short-term care, which I'll jump into based on your question, but we do offer Medicare Supplement, which is our number one product that we offer out in the market, our hospital indemnity, our dental. We have a cancer insurance product. And then our short-term care, this particular short-term care is fairly new to our company. We actually launched it in the middle of last year, August of 2023. But Wellbe's actually had a short-term care. Actually, we had two short-term care products that have been in the market for quite a long time. One was called the Short-Term Recovery Care. It was a reimbursable style of product. And we realized quickly that product wasn't really going to be the best for the consumer. We wanted to make sure that it was going to be easy for the consumer to be able to use. So we quickly pulled that one off of the shelf and we designed the current product that we have, the short-term care product. It's actually modeled off the NAIC Limited Long-Term Care Act, Model and Act, and follows along very closely with what a long-term care plan would cover. So the same qualifying event, two of the six activities of daily living or diagnosis of cognitive impairment is the benefit trigger. And we pay down to the very first service day, which is different than what our carrier competitors actually do in market. There's a couple that are out there that make the applicant or the consumer have to be 2 or 3 days inside of their qualifying event before they will actually get paid. And then it's based on a graded offering. We pay down to that very first day. In addition to the fact that when we launched this particular product, we did quite a bit of market research. And remember, we were inside of COVID when we started building this particular product. We were finding that people really want to be able to age in place. If something were to happen, whether that's recovery from an event, recovery from a hospital stay, a medical issue, a non-medical issue, cognitive impairment diagnosis, people want to stay home first. They want to age at home first, and then they want to move through to the facility. They want that to be their last stop. So we built our indemnity plan based on that routine. So it's a home health care based indemnity based on 360 days maximum offering to the customer of in-home health care, in addition to another 360 days of in-facility care. And that can be an assisted living, a nursing facility, a skilled nursing facility, a memory care facility. That was kind of how we kind of put that thing together. The other part about our short-term care is to qualify for underwriting, it's not the same as long-term care. Long-term care can be very difficult to qualify for. Typically, there's going to be a nurse that's going to come to the consumer's home or to their work. They're going to take fluid samples. They're going to do a heightened weight right there in the office or in the home. they're going to do basically a very abbreviated version of a physical. We do not have that requirement on our short-term care. There's 11 questions. There's only one knockout question. And that one knockout question is, are you currently receiving care in home or a facility where you cannot do two of the six activities of daily living or have been diagnosed with a cognitive impairment? As long as they're not currently in a qualifying event, they're going to qualify for some sort of benefit for our short-term care. And then our application is just smart enough to continue to unlock itself to say, okay, you are going to be able to have this offering, or you're going to be able to have this offering, or you're going to be able to have this offering. So the application is going to tell you how much benefit you are going to qualify for. About 60% of our applications, what the consumer wants is exactly what the consumer gets, which means that they're not currently in an event and they can get up to the maximum amounts on the home health care base or the other riders that we have, like the facility rider, up to that max of 360. Something else that's a little different from our product is once the consumer uses it, if they recover from the qualifying event, we're going to restore that benefit back to them one time. So they can actually essentially use home health care for up to 2 years, and the same thing with the facility if they needed to.
Wow. So a lot of benefits there. Covered a lot of territory. And I wanted to ask, with all that being the case, kind of, Barry, chime in here about why these policies don't seem to be necessarily talked about by insurance agents as much as other types of policies.
Yeah, well, it's I like to go back to my parents because they're perfect examples in a lot of these scenarios. But they assume that Medicare is going to take care of them, or they assume that there's another association. My dad is a Shriner, and for years, you know, he assumed that things were going to be taken care of because that's what somebody told him. Never read anything in writing, just kind of like the rumor mill type of scenario for him. And never did buy it. And now his health is to, you know, an extent where he can't get it with anything. But they're not talking about it. Agents are not talking about it because a lot of times I think they go in with one goal in mind to sell that one particular product, and they don't want to sway away from that or get distracted. Because again, if the agent's not educated and the client's not educated well enough to understand, there's going to be a situation that could cost him the original sale that he's going in there for. But if we can educate the agent better, give them the tools like the Mind Roller and the videos that they've done, and show them how to overcome some of these things, it's a gold mine out there for the client and the agent. And I'll say this about the product. A lot of the competition, they start reverse. They start with nursing home for the short-term care. And I wish it was called extended care, because short-term, I think clients think it's a 30, 60-day, like a short-term disability type of thing. It's extended care, and it gives the client time and the family time, you know, to make other choices that are critical. And that time, you know, it's worth more than money. But if we could just get the word out and help the agent get to those conversations where they do overcome those objectives in the right way, where the client actually is listening and understands it, it would help everybody. But
yeah, no, that's true. I mean, you know, education goes a long, long way. Is to say, you know, knowledge is power, but it's really applied knowledge that's truly power. Because you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't apply it, it's not doing anybody any good. And so that's one of the reasons we're here, is to encourage, you know, the agents out there, anybody who's watching this, to you know, take some action on the knowledge that we're giving them.
The other point I wanted to make, real quick, sorry.
Sure, no problem.
Is that they start out with a home healthcare base that you can build the long term, you know, the nursing home benefit added on to that. So it starts at a very small cost, depending on the client's needs and an affordability, and you can build it to a really and wealthy, you know, healthy plan that's robust and cover nursing home and other things along with it. So that's a different take on it. So I think that's kudos to Medico and Wellbe for designing this way.
Yeah, definitely. And can we talk about, you know, Barry sort of mentioned the affordability piece there. Talk about how, from an affordability standpoint, this kind of, you know, maybe compares to other things that might be out there in the market right now.
Mm-hmm. So I come from a past of selling long-term care. So I'm very familiar with how much long-term care costs long-term care insurance costs. And if you did not plan for it in young, early ages, you were paying out the wazoo by the time you were getting into retirement. And then you had to find that money inside of whatever your retirement proceeds were going to be just to be able to cover those premiums. And those premiums were not set. They were going up. They were attained age premiums. Short-term care has been designed, specifically our product has been designed, first of all, to have a level premium. So the sooner that the client gets into the plan, the premiums are going to obviously be lower and they're going to stay stable. So a 40-year-old, which you can sell this product down to the age of 40, could essentially be around $600 a year. It's going to be really affordable, probably even lower than that in some cases, depending on how much coverage they want to have. But that's really on the full picture of what we can offer. When a client gets up to the age 65, where agents are mostly going to be talking about this type of product is going to be between the ages of 55 up to the age of about 75. That's when the sweet spot of selling a short-term care product would be. If they're talking to somebody on the average of 65 years old, you're looking at about $1,500 on an annual basis for some sort of coverage on the base plan. So for $1,500 a year, they're going to be easily covered for any home care situation of a qualifying event. They could have some rider depending on what they could qualify for as far as their health questions when they answer the health questions. I do want to go back one more thing, long-term care, and I want to address hybrid life insurance as well. So long-term care companies were having a hard time keeping their plans in the market. As you saw over the past three decades, there's been a lot of long-term care policies that or companies that have come into the market and have left the market and come back into the market again and then left the market. And now they're just out, right? Because they're looking at how that age curve has progressed and they're trying to keep up with just making sure that they can cover the people that they have on the book. In addition to the fact that there's actually some long-term care companies that said they would never raise their rates, not only from an attained age standpoint, which they always did, but now they're actually raising the rates on the client. So people that have had their long-term care policies actually in place over the last, 50 years are now seeing a rate increase. Well, that's not the right thing to do either because they were promised a certain benefit for a certain price, and now they're going to have to pay more for something they may or may not have to use.
And this is when money's tighter than ever for them as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
So that's something that our short-term care can actually help alleviate for the customer. Maybe they stretch out their elimination period on their long-term care to keep those premiums down. Maybe they sacrifice their long-term care plan and be able to maybe use their ROP, which is their return of premium, get that cash back and actually invest in a short-term care plan instead. Maybe they look at using a little bit of one and a little bit of the other to make sure that they have all of their care covered. Maybe they do it that way. Something else is the long-term or the life insurance with the hybrid. So a lot of life insurance, I also sold quite a bit of this whenever I was an agent, was the life insurance with the critical, chronic, and terminal rider. So what we call the living benefits. People aren't buying life insurance for those particular benefits. They're buying life insurance to make sure that they're going to be covered. They're covering their beneficiaries to be able to help cover any financial offset after their death. They're not buying a life insurance policy for, hey, what if I get cancer? Hey, what if I have a stroke? That's great that they have it just in case, but they really need to focus on what the product was purchased for, not what the product can actually do if they need it. Because if they deplete their death benefit based on living benefits, they're not leaving anything to their beneficiaries to help clean up any financial debt. So again, short-term care could be a great collaborator to that type of product. It just come alongside, plunk something down for a very inexpensive premium on an annual basis to help keep those benefits that they've already purchased in place for after death.
Wow. That sounds great because it's really filling the need that is there and that it's intended for. It's not just some sort of ancillary benefit that may or may not be something that someone takes advantage of and, as you say, kind of, takes away from a potential death benefit or, for those beneficiaries, which is really what that life insurance policy was purchased for to begin with. And talk about to Kelly, if you don't mind, the sort of, you know, you spoke about this, about the process a little bit in the beginning here, but I just want to kind of hone in on kind of two sort of things, two aspects of the qualification process. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like it's difficult to qualify for, as you sort of alluded to earlier. So maybe talk about that a little bit. And then also, after that application is in, after someone does qualify, how quickly can that policy be issued?
Sure. So once someone qualifies for the application, you're going to know immediately. Within 3 minutes, you're going to find out a decision on the application, unless there's a piece of information that we cannot get electronically as we're checking the MIB on the back end. So usually our underwriting, if that is the case, is going to take a little less than 2 days. Qualifying, there's 11 qualifying questions. The first question is the knockout question, which I had already said previously, which says if you're currently in a qualifying event, you're not going to qualify for this type of insurance. Questions 2 through 6 are going over some of the dreaded diseases. So as long as they answer no to questions 2 through 6, they're going to get some sort of standalone individual coverage. Okay. If they answer no to questions 2 through 11, and I know I'm being very vague on the questions because if you want to know the questions, you're going to have to get a hold of an agent, right? So if they go through questions 2 through 11 and answer no to those questions as well, they're going to get even more benefit options. So that increases their elimination day options. It increases their dollar amounts that they can qualify for home health care as well as the facility care. It just gives them the full boat. However, if someone cannot qualify for any questions 2 through 11, and there's someone else in the house, a spouse or a significant other, a roommate, such just someone else living in the house with them, and that person qualifies, the unhealthy spouse or unhealthy person can actually jump on as a rider and have their own benefit, but they would be a rider on someone else's policy. That makes the premiums one premium instead of two separate premiums.
Can I add to that also real quick? Mm-hmm. So that's another really good selling point for the agent to understand is a lot of times they'll lose a sale because the husband can't get it. The wife can, the husband can't. So they're neither one's going to take it. This is something that will help save the sale. They'll both feel good about getting two policies basically, or, you know, adding that other person who is unhealthy to that and giving them a benefit that they wouldn't normally have anywhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very important as we were building this product to have what long-term care would call the uninsurable spouse. So we added something that would take the no, that objection for the uninsurable spouse off the table. There's one thing, Matt, that I want to go back to that I thought was important. You were asking earlier about why aren't agents offering this type of insurance, and consumers that think that it's, you know, 60 days or 90 days, or maybe it's even short-term medical. So the thing about agents is that I would suggest to agents is don't let your customer know more than you by Google analytics, right? Like they can go out and they can type in the word short-term care and they're going to get a lot of conflicting information. Agents get a lot of conflicting information. Google in this point, it to me is the devil when it comes to this type of program, simply because Google doesn't always understand what the words short-term care means. Like Barry was talking earlier, he wishes it was called extended care because I think that's really important. So for agents that already are selling in that over 65 market, they should make themselves very familiar with things that Medicare doesn't cover, right? So extended care, financial risk on their MAs, and agents should be able to have a very intelligent conversation. Well, when you take this, you're giving up that. When you take this, you're giving up that. When you take this, you're getting this. This is what it's going to cover. So I think agent education is just as important as consumer education, and stay away from Google.
Yeah, there you go. Because a million different results will come back and it's like, okay, which one's right? You know, educate yourself on what is actually correct, not via the Google machine on this particular case. It has its place, not necessarily here. Yes. Well, great. And any other, while we're sort of on this subject and sort of getting close to the end of our discussion here, any other ideas, either Kelly or Barry, that you wanted to share for agents or marketers to, you know, kind of make sure that this type of policy and this particular policy specifically is on their minds and on their lips when they meet with potential clients who, you know, might be in need of such a policy?
I think if they would just at least learn that the benefits and the triggers and the shortcomings for Medicare, like, you know, a lot of agents, clients as well, believe that they're going to get coverage for Medicare when they go into a nursing home. Well, they have to show, you know, improvement. A lot of agents don't understand that part of it. Clients especially don't understand that. It says right here, you know, I have coverage. Well, then after the 20th day, then they have to pay $204 out of pocket automatically, regardless if they're getting better or they're not. That's got to come out of somebody's pocket. This is something that's going to be there. And again, it's going to give them peace of mind and it's going to give them time. But if they took, if an agent would learn that and take a highlight sheet and maybe learn common rebuttals that clients throw back when the conversation begins, that would be something, you know, just understand those things, be able to intelligently communicate back to the client how that's a misunderstanding, how it's often misunderstood, how this will be there in your time of need when you need the resources, your family needs the resources, God forbid, when that situation arises, and how important is that is. And they should have, you know, some true life stories maybe to talk about and to bring the conversation up so that client is more in the understanding of what scenarios truly could happen and what the repercussions could or couldn't be. If they can get to that point and bring it up, I think that would be tremendously helpful.
Yeah. Story selling has always been my favorite, right? So an agent being able to use a testimony or use a for example, or also just ask the question, who do you know, or have you heard of a situation where someone had to be in a nursing home or in-home facility, in-home care for a qualifying event? How did they pay for it? And they probably either one, don't know, or two, they're like, I know that was a financial burden on the family. So it's who do you know? Who do you know that's needed some sort of care based on a qualifying event? And there's more of a fact-finding question around that, however the agent wants to word that. And then I think use the tools that we've provided. We have social media posts. We have put together videos for agents. To me, the video that we have offered for agent use, so use with their client, is top notch. And actually, it takes the burden of being the expert off the table for the agent for 2 minutes. They can show the video to the client. It's going to explain not necessarily the benefits and the features of the product, but why the product is important. And I think sometimes agents don't go out and use the tools that carriers have provided. They think that they have to be the expert in everything. And really, they just need to know a little bit more than the consumer, right? And that just gives them the leg up, and that video will help do it. So I think use the tools that are provided and continue to ask the question, a fact-finding question that will get you to understanding the consumer's hesitation or the need or the risk tolerance for this type of product.
Yeah, it's super important, I think, to highlight that, because it's, you know, you as the agent, you sort of feel like probably get overwhelmed a lot of times by thinking that you have to know every single bit of, you know, policy, policy writers, the fine print at the bottom of the page that you have to get out your microscope to be able to read, you know, all of the things. No, you don't. You have to know enough. I often like to say I know enough to be dangerous about certain topics, but you have to know, you know, enough to be able to say these are the benefits. This is the you know, these are the scenarios in which this would fit. And I think you, Mr. and Mrs. Client, this would be great for you in your particular situation, given your family history and all of the other things. And that's really what it boils down to, is making sure that you know your client, you know the products well enough, not every detail, but at least well enough to be able to recognize where this would fit in a particular client's life.
I know where the resources are, like she was mentioning.
Yeah, that absolutely right.
Word out better on that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, because it's there and all of that information is there. So, you know, if the client does have a question, about any of those details that you might not know off the top of your head, you've got a resource right in front of you that can, you can find that question quickly and be able to answer that question for the client while you're sitting there.
And something I'd like to add too, before we go, is that Kelly in our company, we collaborated with a mailing that she helped with a company that would basically take an agency's client base, create a mailing with, you know, a piece that they created, client facing, that they put everything together, mailed out to the client with the agency's name, phone number, address, email. So those clients could, you know, get the information, get something that's a highlight of what the product does, and it might generate some calls, and that could stir up some business as well. I think that's a great tool that agents should consider doing.
Yeah, great advice there. And Kelly, anything to add to that or anything else that we've discussed or haven't, any ground we haven't covered you wanted to cover before we are scheduled to go here?
I think this product is unbelievable. I think there is a massive need for this product, especially as we're coming into the age curve of those that are turning 65. And I think agents have a tendency of maybe staying clear of this because they're like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about Medicare as quickly as possible because I'm seeing more and more clients this year than last year and so on and so forth. And it's going to continue to go, right? I mean, like, that's the next 4 years is going to be the number one 65 years. The people turning 65 is the highest it will ever be until the millennials start turning 65. But I think if agents just sit down and put together a fact-finding process, they're going to find out that whenever they're talking to their T65s or their Medicare age clients, this is going to be a need. They need to talk about Medicare. They need to talk about either their gap or their advantage. They need to talk about their hospital indemnity. And then this is the next thing. And if they don't have a chance to do it at the original appointment, set the review for 6 months down the road, just like a dentist. I used to do this for all my A and B clients. Every 6 months, I would have a review, whether it was going to be a 30-minute phone call or an hour-long meeting. Set the review to have the conversation later on. And Barry's right. We did put this mailing together that was for agents and their clients to be able to generate a conversation. The CTA, the call to action for that letter, was for the client to call back to the agent. But if the agent sends the letter out and he doesn't hear from Barry Hensley client, Barry didn't call him, that client or that agent would feel comfortable calling Barry Hensley client saying, hey, did you get my letter? So we have generated quite a stir in the market with these letters. They're called pre-approach letters. And I think agents should be able to use, again, the tools that we've provided.
Yeah, absolutely. That I want to really hone in on that because the tools are there. Use them. Barry, anything else that you wanted to add, sir, before we go?
No, I believe in the product. I think it's way undersold. I think it's something to start a new conversation with the client, as well as marketers starting the conversation with the agents. You know, that's kind of where it should start as well, from the top, and let them all understand the tools that Kelly and Wellaby and Medico are providing and improving on every single year. It's a great company. Highly recommend looking at them if you're not already working with them. And I'd like to thank you, Matt, for providing a forum for us to get this out to the
field.
Yes,
thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. And thank you, Barry, as well, Executive Marketing Director for AmeriLife Marketing Group, Barry Hensley. Kelly Rayburn is Assistant Vice President of National Sales Distribution for Medico, which is a Wellaby company. Thank you both so much for spending some time with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you out there for listening and or watching this edition of AMG Academy. Really appreciate your time as well. And we'll see you next time for another edition of the show.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.